The reservoir would alleviate large discharges of excess polluted water from Lake Okeechobee to coastal estuaries, where the influxes have triggered toxic algae blooms. It's part of a multi-billion-dollar federal restoration plan, which includes the state as a partner. Eric Eichenberg of the Everglades Foundation says the restoration plan is the biggest in the world and includes 68 separate projects.
The second project that was authorized by the Congress back in 2000 is the reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee.
Everglades advocates are calling on state and federal leaders to fund the reservoir. Opponents of the reservoir say Everglades restoration should focus instead on completing existing projects. Amy Green in Orlando.